VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk. Ladies and gentlemen, all over the country, chaos is erupting as forced COVID shots are being mandated by government agencies and by private employers. WND.com reports that 40% of TSA agents have not received the shot as a mandate deadline looms. Many pilots are protesting the requirement and saying this is the, well, it's only the beginning of transportation woes. State troopers and police officers in many states are saying they will not accept this four-shot, and as such, they're either retiring or being terminated. Just imagine how this is going to impact public safety across the nation. The medical field is also reeling from this as medical personnel across the country are losing their jobs. They, at one time, were applauded. Now they are despised. Western Journal reported that an anesthesiologist at UCLA escorted out of the UCLA Medical Plaza, placed on unpaid administrative leave for refusing the jab. Nurses in Illinois have been issued a blanket denial to their religious exemptions filed. Well, folks, less than 2 weeks ago, about 10 days ago, Matt Staver was with us from Liberty Council, and indicating that they were in the process of preparing a class action lawsuit against the Biden administration on behalf of members of the armed forces and federal employees and contractors who've been unlawfully mandated to get the COVID shots or face dishonorable discharge from the military or termination from their employment. Well, those of you who know Matt Staver know he's not a man of talk, but a man of action. This past Friday, October 15th, that lawsuit, a class action lawsuit, was filed. Matt is back with us today here on Crosstalk. He's founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be with you.
Matt, this really is a time of great chaos across this country. And last week, Joe Biden took to the airwaves and clearly underscored his mandates again, but then said this. He said that vaccination requirements should not be another issue that divides us, but that's exactly what he's doing with these mandates.
Well, that's exactly what he's doing. He has created a national disaster, a national crisis. In the healthcare, we're already seeing healthcare shortages. Maternity hospital section in New York had to pause or close its paternity ward because the nurses quit, walked out, and said, we're not getting these COVID shots. We've seen enough of this. We've actually treated people who have been injured, some who have died from these shots. You're not going to force us to put that in our bodies. And we have religious objections anyway besides the safety and efficacy or the lack thereof. So we're already seeing that. We saw a little taste of that with Southwest. But if you look at the TSA workers, that's going to be a nationwide impact.
Yes.
You can have things, for example, like the hospitals in New York and other places where you have these crises and shutdowns. And by the way, there's an injunction against the governor's order now in New York statewide. And we're litigating not only there but also in Maine. And that case we filed up at the Supreme Court on Friday and are also doing another filing today on behalf of healthcare workers. But, you know, you're not only going to have a healthcare crisis, but when you shut down, particularly on the eve of Thanksgiving and Christmas travel, the airlines and the TSA employees, if you don't have TSA employees, you know, you say 40%, take even 10% of those and say that they're not going to budge. But you're going to have a higher number than just 10%. But just 10%, that'll shut down the nation. You won't be able to use these airports. Mm. And, you know, the same thing happens for the airlines. You're not going to be able to isolate this, and every person in the country is going to be affected. In the military, for example, it's egregious what's happening. But people can go on about their lives and not be aware of what's happening in the military, as bad as it is. And I want to get to that a little bit later because that's part of our lawsuit. You can look at, you know, the federal employees and the federal contractors that provide everything for the military, from the shoestrings on their shoes to the, you know, most advanced fighter jet, the F-35. And they're being threatened, people with specific specialized skills. But people can go on in their daily lives and not realize the abuse and the impact from a national emergency standpoint, all those things are happening. But When you shut down transportation by air, it gets the attention of every single person. It'll affect every person this upcoming holiday season, and it'll finally get the attention of these politicians, many of whom have been sitting on the sidelines, and they've been quiet instead of shouting this from the rooftop. This will ultimately be a game changer.
Friends, it's amazing to see what's going on, but it's affecting, I mean, every industry, virtually every industry, I should say. And what's amazing to me on this matter as well, Matt, we saw the federal takeover of airport security with TSA agents. We've had attempts from the federal government to take over many other sectors of our society as well. And wow, this should be a warning to us, really, about to keep the federal government doing what it was designed to do and not take over healthcare and not take over all these other aspects of our country that they have been seeking to do.
Well, they won't be able to. Take, for example, New York. New York governor, who now has a court order against her, she said you can't have any religious exemptions, and ordered the employers not to recognize federal law, Title VII, and even the First Amendment, that protects religious convictions and beliefs of employees. But she's been enjoined. But before she got the injunction against her, which just recently came as last week, she said, well, we're going to replace these healthcare workers that are not getting these COVID shots with the National Guard. Now, that's laughable. Mm-hmm. Laughable, because the fact is that there are not enough nurses in the National Guard. How many people do you know that are nurses that are in the National Guard? They're not going to be able to replace the nurses and the healthcare workers in these hospitals, because we're talking about thousands of them. So you're not going to be able to have a government takeover. And by the way, the people that work for the government, the federal employees, the contractors, the people in the National Guard, they're in the same boat, and they got the same mandates. And you know what? We're dealing with tens and tens and tens of thousands in each one of those, and frankly, they represent millions.
Yeah.
We're dealing, for example, with pilots, lots of pilots. But one of the consortiums we work with right now, over 17,000 employees that are airline employees across all of the airlines. So the numbers are massive, and they will not be able to take this over. They're going to have to reverse course. That's the only option.
Well, folks, I have great admiration for our National Guard, but they are not the solution to every problem we have. I mean, we've got the National Guard that's been called up to run voting places. The election, watch over elections and so forth as far as registering people. National Guard have been called in to do COVID tests. National Guard have been called in to some areas to drive school buses to get kids to school. National Guard has been called up to monitor the border and help out in that situation, on and on. We cannot just keep putting the National Guard into all these positions that we are forcing to be vacated, basically. Matt, last Friday, you filed this class action lawsuit. I'd like to have you tell us about this suit. I'd like to maybe begin by telling us, who are the plaintiffs in this lawsuit? We understand you have both military plaintiffs as well as non-military plaintiffs.
Yeah, we have 24 plaintiffs. It's a class action lawsuit. Regarding the military, we have plaintiffs from each one of the five branches of the military. We have everyone covered. We also have individuals who are federal employees and also individuals who are federal civil contractors. And the ones that we have, it's amazing. You ought to take a look at the list of these people. It's incredible. And this is a class action, means that it covers all three areas, military, federal, and civil contractors. That means anyone who has any contract, any employee that works on something for the federal government. And there are 2.7 million, or 3.7 million, I think, of those individuals that work in that capacity. But we've raised three counts. The first one, I'll briefly say, it's the emergency use authorization. Winning that will actually not only impact all of our clients, all the military, all federal workers, all federal contractors, but everyone in the country, because there is no authorized, FDA-approved COVID shot available in the United States. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson are under emergency use authorization, meaning individuals have the option to accept or refuse the product. End of story. BioNTech's Comirnaty is the only one approved, but the FDA specifically also stated that there is no Comirnaty available to the population in the United States. It just doesn't exist. And you can't just change a label and pop a Comirnaty label on a Pfizer. It doesn't work. So all of these orders, all of the mandates are unlawful. And the mandate coming from Biden and the DOD to the military is an unlawful order.
Matt, I know you've got 3 points to this, but on this EUA, Emergency Use Authorization, some would say, well, doesn't the President of the United States have authority to override this?
Yes, but only in a very limited situation, none of which applies here. George W. Bush overrode the EUA during the anthrax vaccine, but the criteria for that is set out in statute, and the criteria essentially is biological weapons being used against the military or being used against members of the United States abroad. None of that applies in this particular case. So that's why Biden has not even attempted to do the waiver of the EUA, because he has no legal authority to do so. And by the way, it's not just Biden. He has to only be one of the people in the chain. It has to be a series of waivers. But the law is very, very limited where that can be waived, and it does not apply in this case. So that's why you have not seen a waiver. So the military is under the EUA, and of course you couldn't even waive, if you wanted to, this for civilians. So that's really the bottom line. In addition, we also raised the First Amendment free exercise, mm-hmm. and also the Federal Freedom of Religion, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which protects religious convictions and beliefs. And indeed, the military has said no religious exemptions will be permitted or even considered. By merely submitting a request for a religious exemption, you will be subject to court-martial and up to and including dishonorable discharge. In fact, the Admiral of the Coast Guard and the Admiral of the Navy just came out, and it's actually in our lawsuit, that said, if you want to work for the Navy, you will have to be vaccinated, period. And anyone coming into the Navy or Coast Guard, and this is true of the Army and the Marines, the whole Air Force, everyone, you new recruits must receive the COVID shot. And everyone that's there, it doesn't matter whether you're a colonel, a general, doesn't matter your rank, your honors, how long you've served, whether you've been injured, whether you're missing a limb and you're still, you know, doing some work or something of that nature, whether you've been badly hurt and you're still in the system, you will be dismissed, not only dismissed, but dishonorably discharged. Everything that you've worked for, all the things that you put on the line will be gone, and you will carry this badge of dishonor for the rest of your lives. And that's why one of our military chaplains that we have as a plaintiff, and we are working with many, they all say the same thing. The rate of suicide during COVID increased by 20 to 25%, and this will actually increase it even more with the pressure.
Matt Staver is with us from Liberty Counsel and just filed this past Friday a class action lawsuit over the COVID shot mandate. In an order to protect federal employees, members of the military, civil contractors as well. We'll be back with more discussion after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, have any feathered dinosaurs been found?
Chris, this is a popular evolutionary story, but it's quite controversial. Some do seem to have a frayed neck fringe, but these are not feathers. Many experts consider them to be just the decayed remnants of dinosaur skin. Dinosaurs were evidently reptilian, very, very different from birds. It's not just the bones and the skin, but the organs and the physiology, the birthing schemes and everything. You can't change one into another just by saying so. Biblically, reptiles didn't change into birds. Land animals were created on day 6 of creation week and birds on day 5, backwards from the evolutionary scenario. Birds have always been birds and reptiles have always been reptiles. And they've been that way ever since back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Matt Staver is with us, founder and chairman of Liberty Council, and this past Friday filed a class action lawsuit that was October the 15th over this COVID shot mandate. And we're talking about the case that has been filed. Matt, what level of court did you file this in?
This was filed at the Federal District Court, and it was in Tampa. We have three of the 24 plaintiffs in that particular district. Otherwise, they're all around the country, whether they're military or federal employees or federal civil contractors. They're at every place around the nation.
Okay, so three main arguments that are used in your suit: the EUA, the emergency use authorization, violation of it, violation of First Amendment, and violation of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Matt, you mentioned you've got all these plaintiffs, but let's hear some of their stories. What can you tell us about some of these individuals that you are representing?
One of them is an African-American female, a lieutenant colonel in the United States Marines. She, before she joined the Marines, she was brutally raped. She became pregnant, and she ended the pregnancy with an abortion. And she regretted it deeply. She began to hate herself. And she decided she's going to join the Marines, and maybe that would ultimately resolve the pain. Well, she rose quickly through the ranks, and now she's a lieutenant colonel in the Marines. But while she's in the Marines, she meets another man who's also a Marine. They end up proposing. He proposes to her. He's a strong Christian. He leads her to the Lord. And in that experience of coming to the Lord, she is completely transformed. Her guilt has been removed. She is a new creation.
Amen.
Now, she's being forced, and her husband's being forced, to take an injection that has an association with aborted babies. All three, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, used in their development or testing phase the aborted fetal cell lines. So what she feels is that Biden and the DOD, Department of Defense, are essentially raping her again by forcing her to relive that experience, to associate herself with the murder of an innocent child. She had that experience in her life. She's redeemed by it. And I can tell you what, this lieutenant colonel is just one of many who've drawn a red line in the sand. And she has submitted her religious exemption, as has her husband, both of whom are plaintiffs in this case. And she will honor God, not an unlawful order. And so that's why she is part of this lawsuit. And she's just one of many that are exemplary, just like this lieutenant colonel in the United States Marines.
My. And you're also representing not only members of the military, but federal federal employees as well as civil contractors.
Yeah, and the federal employees are from various parts of the federal government. There's about 2 million of those total. 3.7 million federal civil contractors. But what's a federal civil contractor? Well, a number of those that we have as plaintiffs, they've actually served in the military. Not all, but many of them have. They've developed the expertise. They wanted to continue to serve their country. So they ended up getting an employment with a company that works and produces things for the government. And in some of those, it's involving the Department of Defense and the military. So not only have they served and put everything on their line in the military, they've now continued that expertise to help the military by making things such as drones, the F-35 stealth jet, everything from the shoelaces on a soldier's shoe to the most advanced weaponry, ships, or whatever it is. None of that is made by the federal government. It's all contracted and made by individuals. Some of these are so specialized in their knowledge because they have risen through the ranks, and they are doing something very, very specific for our national defense, that there is no job market for them outside of what they're doing. There's nothing that they can transfer that to and continue. Now, they have expertise generally, but they're so specialized, and they're so critical to our military and to the government, providing cybersecurity, so many other things to protect our nation. all of those people, they're willing to wipe out all that experience, all of that knowledge, willing to wipe it out, along with people like this lieutenant colonel, people who have served, put everything on the line, have many decorations, some of whom are close to retirement. They're willing to wipe them off the map, terminate them if they're civilians, and dishonorably discharge them if they're military, and take away everything that they've ever earned, but not just that, have a badge of dishonor that will follow them everywhere they go. So when they apply in the private sector, for example, to, say, work for a defense contractor, as an example, they'll have to say, well, I was dishonorably discharged. Well, sorry, we'll go on to the next applicant.
Yeah.
That's why they're under so much pressure.
You know, and this is so amazing to me, Matt, because, you know, we lift up those who are serving in the military, military heroes, but these heroes are literally, and I know I've used the term before, but the heroes are being turned into zeros. I mean, everything that you've done and worked for and fought for this country no longer matters any longer. You know, you're nothing but waste along the roadside here. We think about those even who have been on the front lines in the medical professions and so forth as well, who've treated and served and sacrificed. How they too are just being let go. Turn, you know, these heroes, you know, you've seen these big signs on medical facilities, heroes work here, where, again, you've got heroes that are being turned into zeros.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, and it's abusive. I've never seen anything like it. You talk about the nurses, for example. There's a hospital up in Illinois. They, quote, granted the religious exemption. But nurses now that have a religious exemption, they have to walk around with N95 masks. They tell us they can't work 8 hours in their N95 mask. They can't breathe. But even more than that, they have to wear a specific color badge so that they're identified as, quote, unvaxxed. And they're almost like the plague. They're stigmatized. They get bullied, even if they get a religious exemption. And these are people, Jim, who not only worked through the pandemic, but when their first COVID shot, Pfizer, came on the market in December, and then Moderna, then Johnson & Johnson, right after that. They've worked for 9 months with these shots on the market, and the employer didn't force them, and the government didn't force them to get one of these shots. Nothing has changed. Delta variant has been here for months. The shots have been on the market for months. COVID's been here for many, many months. They worked through all that. The employers accommodated them. They ran to the front lines of danger every single day, like the men and women in the military. They put their lives on the line. Now, all of a sudden, something changed. It's not that there's a shot available. It's not that the Delta variant just is brand new. Nothing has changed except for one thing, and that's, in this case, Biden, on September 9, issuing this order, this mandate for federal employees and civil contractors, and his DOD, Department of Defense, on August 24, issuing the directive for the military. And then you see the same thing happening in the private sector. The only thing that's changed, and it's all coming, by the way, from Biden.
Yes.
And they're basing this on, well, Biden says, anybody that has 100 or more employees, we've got to impose this. All this is coming from one single source. That's the only thing that's changed. Nothing else.
And again, Matt, I know I need to underscore this again. He has spoken the words, but there is no, there's not even anything written from OSHA. Every update we get from it, they're working on it. They're soon going to be releasing this mandate on employers over 100. But there is no mandate that exists. It's just his spoken word.
Yeah, there is no mandate that exists. It hasn't been published yet. So any employer that says that they're just complying with the federal mandate, no. They're either confused or they're lying. And with regards to the mandate, they know for a fact. They know for a fact. Let's just take this. Today is the last day for federal employees to be able to get the first of the two shots for Pfizer and Moderna. And then the next one is November 8th, so that they can be, quote, fully vaxxed by November 22. Johnson & Johnson is a single shot. Their last day is November 8th, so that they can be considered fully vaxxed by November 22. So let's look at Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. They're ordering people. Let's just start with Johnson & Johnson. Everybody would admit Johnson & Johnson's not FDA approved. So why is that in the mix? Let's just assume two things. One, let's assume that there's an FDA-approved COVID shot available in the United States. There's not, but let's just assume there is, okay? And that COVID shot would be BioNTech's Comirnaty. Well, if that's the case, and you wanted to mandate that, you could only mandate Comirnaty. You wouldn't have the EUA as a defense. You still have religious freedom as a defense, but you wouldn't have the EUA as a defense because it's not EUA anymore. It's FDA approved, but only BioNTech's Comirnaty. All the others are still under EUA. So you couldn't include Pfizer, you couldn't include Moderna, and you couldn't include Johnson & Johnson. So they know for an indisputable fact that what they're doing is illegal. They know that J&J and Moderna and Pfizer are still under EUA, end of story. Now, in addition, we know that there is no Comirnaty available anywhere in the United States. It hasn't been manufactured. It hasn't been shipped. There is nothing available. So even though it's approved, so what? You can't use it because it's not in existence.
You know, it's amazing, folks, again, the magic act that's going on because they're using the EUA shot substance as being equivalent to that which has been approved, you know, as the mandated vax. It does not exist. Matt, you were mentioning some dates here, and I was reading one article that talked about different deadlines in the different military branches, and I know even with this federal lawsuit you just filed, that time is really of the essence. They were reporting the Air Force has a deadline of November 2nd, the Navy, all active duty personnel must have the shot by November 28th, Marine Corps by November 28th deadline, the Army by December 15th. I believe, I'm guessing that may be the second shot, I don't know for sure, but I mean, we're right now here in the middle of October. You've just filed this last Friday. Time is of the essence here. Will a court pick this up, this federal court that you filed it in, and really act upon this? Is there any expediting of this matter?
Well, I think so. It's in a court, and the judge has been assigned, and we've asked for it to be expedited. And the court documents are 400-plus page complaint with our exhibits. And then we have a long memo of law that's all in the court record, all that is asking for emergency release because of these deadlines. And not only that, you look at these deadlines, like November 22 for the federal workers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to back up. You have to back up 2 weeks before that. So, in other words, you're considered fully vaxxed, quote, 2 weeks after your last shot. So take November 22, and you have to back up 2 weeks. So that's why you're looking at November 8 as the final date to get their Johnson & Johnson to be fully, quote, vaxxed by November 22.
Mm.
And that's why you're looking at today having the first of the Pfizer and Moderna, and then the next one by November 8, the second one, so that you can be fully vaxxed by November 2. So all of those dates, you have to back them up. And that is even more problematic in terms of the immediacy that we're facing.
Folks, we'll have some more information right after the break. Matt Staver with us from Liberty Counsel. Be ready to jot down. We'll be giving you their website and contact information where you can get more information about this. You might be considered part of that class. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Crosstalk.
For over 200 years, the American judicial system has upheld a standard so strong that a person's very life can be ended based on this level of confidence. It is a verdict supported by evidence that is beyond a reasonable doubt. Did you know there is evidence demonstrated beyond a reasonable doubt that we have a creator? Most are unaware because it has been censored from textbooks. But now, you can have this information at your fingertips. In the beautifully illustrated hardcover book, Have You Considered? Evidence Beyond a Reasonable Doubt, Bruce Malone and Julie Von Vett provide a series of unique devotions presenting evidence for every day of the year that points to the Creator. Evidence from biology, paleontology, botany, anatomy, and other scientific disciplines. Have You Considered? Is available for a donation of $16 or more from VCY America. Call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Matt Staver with us. Folks, the hypocrisy of what's going on across this nation is just amazing as well to see. For instance, here there was a story that came through Western Journal about a Florida mother that was hauled off to jail because of refusing to leave her daughter's hospital bedside. Her daughter had just had surgery, and this was significant surgery that her daughter had. The doctor said it's best for you to stay right by your daughter's side because she helped interpret for her daughter, as well as just being there was good health for her daughter. So the doctor said that she should stay there. Well, later on, they said, sorry, COVID visiting hours are over. She would not leave. She said, you know, call the doctor. They wouldn't do that. And evidently, they hauled off the mother in handcuffs, and she had to spend 24 hours in jail for breaking the hospital's COVID rules. And then we see what happened with Bill Clinton, who was just hospitalized recently. And the news story now is that he's gone home, but Hillary Clinton was by his side throughout. Matt, you know, it just boils in you to see the double standard that is going on depending upon who you are.
Yeah, it really is a double standard. And actually, common sense, rationality, and just human decency seem to be thrown out the window.
Yeah.
You know, with all these people that call, whether they're military, doesn't matter what level, other people across the spectrum, many of them are so upset, so stressed, they break down and start crying on the phone, which ultimately their stories are so compelling. In fact, I'm working with one right now, Jim, and she is a kidney transplant person. She's on the kidney transplant list. Just sent an email yesterday. I responded to her yesterday afternoon. And we're working directly with her. And now, because she doesn't want to get the COVID shot, she's being removed from the kidney transplant list. She ends her email by saying, please help, because my life depends on it.
Wow, wow.
Where is the sanity? Where's the humanity? It just seems like it's gone. And it's at a shocking level across the country.
Matt, there are some people right now listening who said, you know, I'm a member of that class. I'm a federal employee, or I'm a contractor, a civil contractor that fulfills some of these government orders and so forth, or members of the military. We've got many people who listen whose family members are in the military. What information can you provide them? I know the suit's available on their website for you to see. What can they do?
Well, I encourage you to go to lc.org and read the lawsuit. I think you'll be encouraged by the beginning of this lawsuit because we honor these men and women in the military and others in the federal workplace as well. So go there, lc.org. It's right there on the front page, and you'll see it on the red bar. You can click on it, and you can read it. It's a fascinating read, even though it's a legal document, and it's a lot, and there's a lot of material in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do... Since we're filing a lawsuit on behalf of all branches of the military, the federal employees and federal contractors, we're asking for an injunction. Obviously, that injunction would be nationwide because it's against the Biden administration. And just winning that alone will protect everybody in that class, every single person, overseas or in the United States, because we have many people that are stationed overseas as well that are, you know, contacting us from South Korea and places around the world in the military. So you'll be protected. In addition to that, as we move forward beyond that injunction, we are asking for class certification so that all the people are covered. But the injunction will cover everybody. And by the way, the injunction on this case, particularly on the emergency use authorization, will not only protect all the people in this class, military, federal employees, and contractors, but every single person. Because that sets it very clear that everything is under emergency use, which means every individual has the option to accept or refuse.
Matt Staver with us today. Again, that's lc.org, lc.org. If you have a question for Matt or a brief comment, and again, we'd like to, if you've got some questions, some of you got heavy things that you need to ask, pick up your phone, give us a call, 800-733-9829. I'd rather not use the airwaves for you just to pontificate on some, you know, comment you have. If you've got a question for Matt, perhaps you're facing some issues right now, give us a call, 800-733-9829. Matt, you've got quite a caliber of people that you're representing through this class action lawsuit.
Yeah, the short name, I mean, it's got 24 plaintiffs and several defendants, but the short named of this will be Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden. And how appropriate is that?
Hmm.
Now, why Navy SEAL 1? Because we represent two Navy SEALs, and we also represent a Navy diver who's an explosive demolition expert. He works with explosives underwater, like landmines and other mines that get attached to the side of a ship. They're incredible. So one of these particular Navy SEAL, the Navy SEAL, which we called Navy SEAL 1, Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden, he's been deployed multiple times around the world. I know from working with families of Navy SEALs that this is a grueling experience to become a Navy SEAL. But more than that, these people are deployed sometimes for several months with very little or no communication specifically about the details. So the families don't know where these people are, what they're doing, what their mission is. So they don't have a lot of details. So when they get that doorbell ringing or a knock on the door, it could be a delivery person, but it could also be those individuals showing up saying that your husband, your son, will not be returning home.
Mm-hmm.
They never know. And they go through that day and night. They live their lives, and the families are sacrificing as well. And these Navy SEALs, they've seen things, they've witnessed things that none of us would want to even have in our memory bank. And they carry it for the rest of their lives. Why? Because they love America, and they put everything on the line. And they are being threatened. Right now, our plaintiffs, these SEALs, all of these people we're talking about, the colonel that we represent, they're all being threatened to be dishonorably discharged if they simply ask for a religious exemption.
Friends, would you pledge to be praying for Matt and his team at Liberty Counsel as they are fighting this very important suit and have filed this action here with Federal District Court? Would you commit to praying for them on a regular basis? I know they would greatly appreciate that. Financial help, that no doubt will be greatly needed as well. This is no small matter for Liberty Counsel. Get the info, lc.org, lc.org. Our lines are packed. Monica is calling from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Monica, you're on the air.
Yes, when you talk about that it's going to affect everybody, the lawsuit that just happened, will that include, like, the medical people, the hospitals, people who work for clinics, for the big medical groups that are all over, just kind of monopolizing the entire system? Because I have a sister-in-law who does work for someone here in town, and they, too, will not even accept her religious exemption because it's Catholic entity.
Thank you, Monica.
Well, there's one count that will affect everybody. Obviously, the individual employment has other laws as well, such as Title VII. But in this particular case, there's one count, and that's why we put it as count one, that will affect every single person. That's the emergency use authorization mm-hmm. count. And under that, winning on that, and we should because it's very clear, that there is no FDA-authorized COVID shot available. And even if there were, then only that one would not be under EUA, and every other one would be under EUA. But what are they doing? They're mandating all of them. They have no authority, whether it's the federal government or private employers. They have no authority to mandate something that's under the EUA and force it against your consent. Winning on that one alone will free up the entire country, whether it's healthcare, teachers, bus drivers, it doesn't matter. The same will be true across the country. You cannot force these shots without individual, informed, and free consent.
Thank you, Monica, for the call. Let's go to Peggy next. You're on the air, Peggy.
Hi. My husband works for GE Healthcare, and he was told just last week that he would have to get the shot because GE contracts with the federal government. Would something like this cover him also?
Hmm.
Oh, yes, definitely when GE or somebody else is a, so they would be a federal contractor. So they would be actually one of the categories covered in this lawsuit. So, yes, indeed. Now, what you want to do is have your husband or anybody else listening or that you know that's facing one of these mandates, go to lc.org, mm-hmm. click on the legal help tab, It's right there on the front page. And then fill out the legal help form, watch the video that I did, and then also look at the sample religious letters that you can use as samples, but you need to write your own from your own convictions and beliefs, and then submit that, and then we'll be in contact with you through telephone conference calls and emails. So lc.org, click the legal help tab.
Okay, because they are allowing them to do their own, GE has a religious exemption form. It's about 4 pages. It's a little confusing because they tell you, because they go into a little bit about the supposed fetal cell abortion thing that you might not agree with, but then they list like about 20 medications. Hey, did you know these medications?
Right. Have you taken Tylenol, aspirin,
yes,
and Pepto-Bismol? Oh, that's bogus. We have information on how to respond to that. And whether they agree or don't agree or whether they think it's remote or whatever regarding the aborted fetal cell, completely illegally irrelevant.
All right, well, he has to have that turned in by October 29th, so I don't know what kind of turnaround time we'd be able to get.
Well, again, do what I just mentioned, and all that information, lots of it and more, will be part of information that's on that lc.org legal help tab. You can also get to other specifics, but you can get to all of it either through lc.org legal help tab or lc.org/exempt. That's the place to start. Take it one step at a time, and we'll walk the process with you.
Thank you, Peggy. Let's go to Pastor Mark in Missouri. You're on the air.
Hi. If they're going after governmental people, wouldn't your litigation be helped by bringing out the fact that Congress and the Postal Service, which are governmental, don't have to get the shots? It just sounds ridiculous, like a crazy double standard.
We do put that in there. It's in our lawsuit. You can read it.
Okay, thanks a lot. I just think it's crazy. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. And it's just an example of what Jim was saying earlier, favoritism.
Yeah.
You know, why do they want to exempt the UPS or the United States Postal Service or Congress? Well, because Congress gets a benefit that everybody else doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair. And you know what? If the Postal Service people quit, it's going to be a national disaster. And they didn't want that because people would complain. So they are giving these exemptions willy-nilly because of pet projects or ulterior motives.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Kevin in South Dakota. You're on the air.
Yes, Matt, thank you for your work. I guess I have a statement and a question. With our judicial and our legislative and our executive branches seem like they're so corrupt, how can we get anything approved, I guess, passed? But my question, I guess, Matt, is, unless I've missed it, I haven't heard anything of a time frame as far as from getting an injunction to when this action would start to take place. I have my wife is in the medical field, and so that, I'm very aware of what's going on with that. But I guess that's my question, Matt, and thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks. Well, that's why we're in the federal court. I mean, obviously, we're not going to get any reprieve from Biden here, but we're in federal court. The court knows that this is an emergency. They'll take it very seriously, and this will be moving very quickly. We might get some response this week.
Thank you for the call. We'll be back in 1 minute with more of your calls here. 800-733-9829. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. The Canadian government is reporting that many of the militaries of the westernized world, which includes the United States and NATO, just held a big conference. And you know what their topic was? Cognitive warfare. Developing tools to counter cognitive warfare. The military with NATO is working on trying to find ways to control how you think, what you believe, and your behavior. It almost sounds completely sci-fi, but indeed, they are trying to find ways to control what you think, and how you act. Now, they're doing all of this under the guise of national security, claiming that they're concerned about American citizens that are becoming tools of China and Russia. Well, if they're worried about that, they should look at their own governments and military. This is really nothing more than the battle for the mind using transhumanism.
you know, Pastor Mark mentioned about, yeah, why is Congress exempt? And I, by the way, the judicial branch exempt too. And these carve-outs that are taking place. Well, Governor Newsom is wanting an exemption for a union that just gave him nearly $2 million in the campaign contribution leading up to his successful recall, or the failed recall, I should say, $1.75 million now seeking an exemption for this powerful correctional Peace Officers Association in California that that covers their state prison guard union, and that's at lifesitenews.com. Pretty amazing, folks. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dawn is calling from Two Rivers, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, Matt. You know, I've listened to you for years, and I can hear the distress in your voice, and I pray for you and really appreciate what you're doing. I've been in healthcare for 33 years. I just don't understand how this is a mandate is not a law. Congress did not pass a law. This is not informed. There's no informed consent on this. But in terms of our military, in my eyes, they are patriots. They are standing up against domestic enemies of our country that are forcing this on us. And I just wondered your opinion on that.
Thank you, Don.
Oh, Don, I appreciate that, and I agree. You know, the military, it's unbelievable what we're seeing. The chaplains that we're talking to said they've never seen the military at any time in their history abused and berated like this. And we're talking about literally being singled out, just yelled at because they dare ask for a religious exemption. They're told no religious exemptions. Don't even try it. And if you do, you face dishonorable discharge. These military, they can't give 2 weeks' notice and say, see you later, I'm on to something else. They're contracted in for a period of time. If they leave the base, they're AWOL. And again, they could be dishonorably discharged for doing that. So they're stuck. They're almost like, I don't want to use this term in the wrong way, but they're almost incarcerated, so to speak. They can't just freely leave the military. And they put everything on the line. None of us will really know the magnitude of their sacrifice unless you've lived it. And so they're being treated horribly and dishonorably discharged with the threats of being dishonorably discharged. And the same thing with the people in the health care. They ran to a danger, not knowing what this virus was about, whether they would survive, whether they would bring home something for their families. But they ran because that's their passion, that's their calling, to help people. And they've lived through the accommodations. And they've seen people who have been injured by these shots. And now they're being told, so what, all that, forget about it, you're going to be terminated. And as Jim said, they go from heroes to zeros. It's the most shameful thing I've ever seen. And all of it originated with one person, and that's Joseph R. Biden.
Let's go to Chestnut Mound, Tennessee. Cheryl, you're on the air.
Hi. Wasn't it not too long ago you had, I don't know if it was the William Frederer, but you had someone on who was telling the way communism or Marxism
socialism
takes over.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was Who Was the King of America, the book, but they mentioned how do they do the military? How do they take over a military and weaken that? And the first thing is to get the old generals and people to just plain old quit because they don't agree with what's going on. And that's how, and then they bring in the weaker other people. Can you comment?
And what I've said, too, is that what you're seeing in the military and, frankly, in the federal employment and federal civil contractors and, frankly, everywhere is a purge. And who are they purging? Who are the people that are coming forth and saying, I want a religious exemption? They're religious people. Of those, the vast, vast majority are Christians. And that's what the purge is, to literally get them out of this these sectors and replace them with robotic people who will just obey orders and not even think for themselves.
Yeah. Troubling, yes, and I believe that was Bill Federer that did that, mentioned that in one of his books, Who is a King, or his socialism book. Thank you, Cheryl. Ann is calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. You're on the air, Ann.
Yes, let me quickly applaud you and the people you represent. Thank you so much, Matt, and you are in my prayers. Number two, if they do this travel ban, isn't that, I work and I have to travel, so they will keep me from traveling, and in essence, my work disappears. Isn't it the whole United States that could do a class action suit if they do this travel ban?
Well, you don't need the whole United States. You just need a few people to do that. And believe me, they're looking at a travel ban. They're looking at keeping you off airplanes and other kinds of transportation if you don't get this shot. So this is a very serious threat, not only to our freedom, but certainly to our health and to the future of this country.
Thank you for the call. And, Matt, I see also from your press release on this that she was just calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico area. You are actually representing one of your plaintiffs is a Department of Energy civilian nuclear tech working at the Los Alamos National Lab. I mean,
these are some of your top people, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. That's why they're representative of this class.
Yeah.
This person is a nuclear scientist working at the Los Alamos nuclear lab in New Mexico, and he's being threatened. All that knowledge, all that expertise that is used to do on this nuclear issues that they research and provide, all that they're willing to throw it out the window because you don't inject certain product into your veins.
Yeah, amazing. We're going to squeeze one last call in. West Allis, Wisconsin. Brad, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. I just wanted to address this thing about they're threatening these military guys. Don't even ask for religious exemption. They already have a religious exemption. They should just say, look, I'm activating it.
You're right. I mean, the military, actually, they're violating military law, they're violating military policy, and they're violating the First Amendment and the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, just to name a few. All of these orders and these statements are completely unlawful.
Yeah. Brad, great point. Thanks for raising it.
Thank you.
Matt, we've got 30 seconds. What do you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, I encourage them to read the lawsuit because I think you'll be encouraged, but pray for it. It's lc.org right there on the red bar across the webpage, lc.org. But for those that face these vaccines, these shot mandates, lc.org, click the legal help tab at the top, fill out the form, watch the video, look at the samples, and then proceed accordingly on that direction that we have there for you. Lots of material there for you. We'll be in contact through conference calls and emails, and we'll walk you through the process.
God bless you, Matt. Thank you so much for being on the front lines for so many across this nation.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel. Again, folks, the website lc.org. If you don't have internet access, 407-875-1776. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.